Triss had never seen creatures so happy. There was no question of there being faux beasts. She dashed into the shallows, waving and calling to them.
Hello there! Good afternoon to you, friends!
A fat shrew wife in flowered pinafore and bonnet waved her parasol back at the squirrel maid.
And the same to you, Missy. That's a lovely boat you've got there. Want to tag along and join our picnic? There's plenty for every beast. You're welcome.
Skirdum danced along the bankside, grinning like a buffoon and blowing kisses outrageously.
Profusions of thankfulness, gorgeous creature. We accept your wonderful offer gratefully. Nay, jubilatorially.
Shog squinted one eye and scratched his rudder.
Jubilee? What's it? I better warn them not to go downstream. They'll run into those vermin. Oi, Marm, coming aboard.
He dived into the water, vanished momentarily, then popped up on the logboat's deck.
Begging your pardon, Marm, but we're being chased by a pack of vermin. I wouldn't go downstream if I was you.
A stout old shrew touched his snout respectfully.
Thank you for telling us, sir. Looks like we'll have to put about and go to the water meadows. You follow us in your pretty boat. No beast will find you there. We'll make sure of that.
He waved a paw back upstream.
Back paddle! We're going to the water meadows and taking these good beasts in tow. Back paddle, Gowsim!
Poling along behind, they followed the log boats along a series of cut-offs and backwaters. Skirdum worked harder than his four companions.
Keep up, chaps. Don't want to get lost and miss the picnic now, do we? Stop dawdling and move yourselves, what?
Skirdum had a dreadful singing voice. However, that did not stop him from breaking out into an off-key warble.
Oh, I don't wish to be rude, but the very mention of food is the nicest word I've heard. Tumpety, tumpety, tum, tum. La 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 deedle dee dee. I've forgotten the next flaming word.
Shog chuckled.
Keep singing like that, mate, and they'll banish you from a picnic for frightening the babes.
Dragonflies hovered low over plate-like water lilies. Butterflies and gaily hued moths stood swaying on reed ends. Bees droned to and fro with a leisurely hum. The water meadow was a haven of peace and tranquility, fringed with bulrushes and backed by willows, splurge laurel and catkin-laden osiers. The Gowsim shrews lashed their log boats to the small vessel, forming an island in the shallows that was hidden by reeds and tree shade. Food hampers and picnic baskets were brought out, lots of them,